Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
We call us hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
APP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling.
If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolina's on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and of course our Periscopians out there watching. Of course, I am Rocky. Joining me today is BBB. What's up, beautiful big shot?
What's happening, Rock? I got to find some kind of damn intro or some kind of catchphrase saying when I come on the air. Like, I mean, everything is being used.
What are you talking about? We got one. We got one to go out.
I got one to go out, but I need one to come in.
We need one to go in?
Yeah, like I'm stepping up. When I step up in the place, you know what? I don't know.
I can see what I'm doing, man.
What's going on, guys?
I still need a name. I got a
special K.
This week, I'm going to really think long and hard. If you guys can think of anything, let me know.
Special K?
Special K.
I don't know. Special what do you K? Think?
That sounds like a cereal brand.
Well, I mean, BBB is, you know, I wasn't really original with my name, so hey.
I'll think of one throughout the course of the show. We'll see what's going on. I need a cool, catchy name.
You stick around for the rest of the show. I'll think of one for that because I usually do.
Okay,
on that show. We'll figure it out. But Kai is back once again this week to sit in with us. We got a great show today. You know, we're going to talk football, college football, Major League World Series, and, of course, NBA started this week. I'm trying to watch as many NBA games as I can.
Me too.
And we'll talk about that Golden State and San Antonio game because that was great. But first, let's get into Charlotte Hornets, the locals area. The Hornets won last night, 107-96. MKG had 23-14. Surprised. Greg Oden had 15-9. Rory Hibbert.
Now.
Rory Hibbert, you mean? I thought he was Greg Oden, man.
He was playing like – he should have been the number one pick last night,
oh
Roy Hibbert.
I can't
believe five blocks.
It's the Milwaukee Bucks.
I almost didn't want to come in this week.
I know. I didn't know.
I almost didn't. When I saw that Roy Bucks. Hibbert box score, I said,
Jabari Parker, number two overall pick. Giannis Antetokounmpo, top lottery pick.
Oh, boy.
Destined for a big season. Greg Monroe. $72 million last season. Supposed to be an all-star caliber center. It's just Milwaukee. You hear? There we go with the Hornet bashing. We know we're going to get it from Rock because he hates Steve Clifford. He never wants to give Steve Clifford any due. Steve Clifford is a good damn NBA basketball coach.
He's a good what?
He is a good damn NBA basketball coach.
He's a average NBA
with
coach.
What he has.
He is a average.
He would
NBA
be
coach.
A great coach if he had a superstar player that could get him to the finals.
Everybody would be a superstar coach if they had a
superstar
player.
Great coaches
to the finals.
Get made from great
Man,
players.
No.
Steve
Listen.
Clifford and great don't belong.
Steve
the same
Clifford.
Sentence.
We need to – here's my problem. I don't have a problem with the Hornets organization. I love the Hornets. I don't have a problem with Steve Clifford. I have a problem when Hornet fans say Steve Clifford is a great coach. He is the farthest thing from a great coach, because if you look at his track record, it's 500. 500 does not mean great coaches to me. Greg Popovich, that's a great coach. Bill Belichick, so great coach. Bill
if Jackson. Steve Clifford was coaching Tim Duncan, David Robinson, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, and winning titles, he wouldn't be winning titles if he was coaching those guys?
I don't know, because he's not. He's not. This is what he is coaching, and he is an average coach. Because
He is a good coach.
He's not a good coach. A good coach wouldn't go 500 below 500. 500 below 500. Because at some point, you got to hit that level of consistency and get better. We have never got better in this.
We're 1-0 right now. We were 48-38 last year or something?
No, that was great. And I've said since day one we started doing a show, did I not say, if he does two straight years of winning, then I would change my mind on him. I ain't seen it yet.
Two of the first 3 years we've won. Playoff
we won 1 year. You went into an 8 seed and got swept by the Heat. That's not winning to me.
And we played. You were the below 500 to the NBA Finals.
You were below 500. We were below 500. And you made it as an 8 seed. That is not winning. That is losing. That is the opposite.
Did we make the playoffs?
It doesn't matter. You're below 500.
To say something, we made the playoffs.
Listen, it's the Eastern Conference, first of all.
Absolutely.
Last year, the Eastern Conference was deep. 12 teams had a chance to make the playoffs last year.
You could win 35 games.
And we won 48 games last year. You had to win 48 games for a six seed last year.
But hold on a second. We have looked at Eastern Conference for the last 6, 7, 8 years. There's two teams that have a chance of winning anything. That is it.
That's the whole NBA.
No, it's not. The Western's got at least 4 teams that have a legitimate shot.
They can win a championship? Yeah. Come on, man. Really?
Am I wrong?
Golden State,
San Antonio, Clippers.
The Clippers ain't winning. Okay. The Clippers ain't even got to the Western Conference Finals.
But they've been one of the top 4 teams that are better than the Eastern Conference.
Oh, come on.
There's nobody in the East that would beat those teams.
Indiana would take
LA. Indiana would not beat the Clippers. Indiana.
The Toronto Raptors would beat the Clippers.
Oh, my gosh.
The Boston Celtics would beat the Clippers.
Are you crazy? There's two
Boston
teams.
Swept Golden State last
There's
year.
There's 2 teams in the East
that could beat the teams in the West. Two of the nine losses last year that Golden State suffered were from the Boston Celtics.
The East is a joke. Come on, we all know that. It's been a joke. Stop disrespecting the East.
The greatest player of all time won his titles where? In the East.
And that is an entirely different time. The Eastern Conference was the best. The best player in the world resides
in the Eastern Conference.
Okay, but besides that, I'm not giving disrespect to Cleveland, but you look at the other teams in the East, Toronto ain't got no shot at beating anybody in the West.
Come on,
and they're the second best team in the East.
Toronto doesn't have any. They could beat the Clippers.
No, they wouldn't beat the Clippers.
They could beat the Clippers. They would give Golden State a good run for their money.
They wouldn't beat San Antonio. They wouldn't beat Golden State. They would not beat the Clippers.
They would beat the Clippers.
I don't think they would beat the Portland Trail Blazers.
The one thing with the Toronto Raptors, they're too reliant on that backcourt.
Exactly.
And that backcourt can give you 30% shooting on any given night.
Now, if Valanciunas did what he did last night, scoring 30, and Lowry scores 40, or DeRozan scores 40,
and let
DeMarre
Carroll get healthy for them. You get a DeMarre Carroll like that from 2 years ago in Atlanta when he was a shutdown defender and could get you points. Toronto has a team, man.
When they get Jared Sullinger back.
In the mix.
Jared, who?
Did you say Jared Sullinger?
A competent scoring big man in the
competent?
Paint. Competent?
Competent
scoring.
At what state?
In Boston. There's a reason he's still in the league because he can score the ball.
No, there's a reason that he's still in the league because there's still a lot of D player, as Bermani Jones says. You go to the D league. There's a lot of guys in the D league that you don't realize still play. Do you realize Gerald Wilkins is still playing?
Yeah.
He's 37. This tells you the depth of the NBA talent.
Wait, but who? Gerald Wilkins.
Exactly. Dominique Wilkins' grandson.
His nephew. Yeah, you're talking about Damian Wilkins. Is it Damian
Wilkins? No, it's Gerald Wilkins.
Gerald
Wilkins. Yeah, his nephew. He's the one that went
NC State. He played for Cleveland.
No, that's Damian Wilkins. Gerald Wilkins' son.
Okay. Okay, it's him.
It's Damian Wilkins.
Well, anyway, he's still playing. Where? He's 37. Where is in the D League.
Oh, he's
Greensboro.
In the D League. Oh, okay.
He's playing for the Swarm.
I thought he was in the NBA. I was like,
that tells you the talent in the NBA is bad.
The talent in the NBA is loaded, is loaded from the world. There's a ton of the Euro players that make up the NBA
the
now.
The world now, yes. But you go to college basketball, for example. Guys are staying 2 years, then they go in the NBA. They don't get drafted. Point taken here. NC State had two players that declared last year, didn't get drafted at all.
That's because that's now how they're tough going it is to Europe. Get to that league.
Because they're not ready yet, is my point. These guys are coming out.
Good enough.
No, but that's not being ready.
They're not good enough.
They're
There's
not
very
ready
few
yet.
Players that are going to play a long time in the
what
NBA.
What players come into this league now, the NBA, and make a impact their first year? There's not many. Karl-Anthony Towns, Anthony Davis, yeah. But besides that, how long does it take?
Other world trans.
And after that, you probably have to go back to LeBron.
Right. But how many? Look, my point is the depth of players after that. Okay, it takes 4 or 5 years for them to develop. If they stayed at college and developed, it helps them better because they grow into a man. But now the NBA take all these players that aren't ready, and the NBA game's not as good because these guys aren't ready yet when they get drafted.
I see 120 to 130 on the board. Those are high scoring, free flowing. Get the shot ball up. Let's get shots. Running gun basketball. What's not fun about that? What's not good about that?
When they're getting beat by 50. It's not fun.
There's going to be a lot of teams lighting that team up because they're so much offensively talented, more talented than the other team.
There are going to be a lot of teams getting beat by 50 this year. I'm just saying. A lot.
And it's going to be about Golden State.
Golden State, San Antonio, yeah. Clippers, Cleveland, Toronto.
Hey,
will have some games
like this.
It's better
than watching 3.5 hours of 6-6 and 2 missed field goals.
No, I ain't saying it's better than that. It's absolutely, and we'll talk about that later. But
that was the best worst game I've ever seen.
The best worst game?
That's the best worst
that
game
was
I've ever seen.
But
I turned it off, man. I couldn't watch anymore. It's gonna be like this Thursday night game. Tonight's game. You probably don't
I'm watching because I got DeMarco Murray going, and I need him to have a huge day, which he should against Jacksonville.
I hope they don't wear those Unirush.
They're gonna wear those.
Oh yeah,
the Jaguars is like a pea green color if you
against
you
that
seen it.
Smurf blue yeah.
I like the Smurf blue. I can rock the Smurf blue,
not
that,
Carolina blue, not powder
that pea
blue.
Green.
I'm surprised you rock it, man, because it looks more like a Carolina blue than it does Duke.
Yeah,
those Chicago Bears jerseys were sweet last week, weren't they?
The game wasn't sweet.
No, of course.
Aaron Rodgers, gosh.
Yeah.
Man.
But anyway, going back to the Hornets, all right. Much improved. They look really good against the Bucks. I'll give them that. They did. See how they keep doing.
But like
they
you said, it was
going.
The Bucks. We expected them to beat the Bucks. We'll see what happens in Friday night in Miami.
But then I saw Dela Dovis, the starting point guard.
I got them beating.
They
Miami.
Should beat Miami.
Yeah, they'll beat
they
Miami.
Should beat Miami, but Miami's always gave them fits. We'll see what happens. We're talking about matchups.
Tough.
Saturday's at home against the Celtics. I'll be there. Then Wednesday, home to the Sixers next week. How will they do?
They better beat the Sixers, and we should win in Miami. But back-to-back, I know it's the home opener, though. We'll have energy in the building. But Boston, for some reason, had our number last year, and they're a little bit better with Al Horford. So we'll see how it goes. Hopefully we can get a W. Go 3-0. Well, at least 2-1.
I'll say 2-1. I'll change my mind from 0-4.
Yes, what I said. They'll be 2-1 in their first three.
I think the Celtics will be the second best team in the East this year. I mean, with the additions they had, I think Isaiah Thomas is going to be great. Avery Bradley.
They were so deep, they cut R.J. Hunter the other day.
Yeah.
And R.J. Hunter is a talented shooter. Mm-hmm. Cannot stay in the league.
Let's go to the Panthers real fast. Week 8 preview. The Cardinals at the Panthers. Who's your X factor and who wins the game?
X factor for the Panthers is the guy who is always the X factor, Cam Newton. He has to play well for his team to win a football game. And the defense, you know who we have to stop, 31. 31 is going to get the workload. He's going to get 30, 35 touches. He can't beat us running the football and catching the football. So we have to find some kind of way to slow him down. We bounce back this week. We're going to pound this week. We're going to hit the drum hard. We're going to pound hard. 24-20, Carolina. Let's go, baby. Keep pounding. Let's go. Because Carson Palmer, we know what Carson Palmer is. We know exactly where he's going to be at. Expect a big pass rush and us to look good, actually, on the defensive line this week.
Now, I admit, if they do get to Carson Palmer, yeah, they have a great chance of winning. But my key player in that game is going to be Patrick Peterson in that Kelvin Benjamin matchup. If Peterson can hold his own against the bigger, stronger Benjamin, and Carson Palmer plays well, because he's really the X factor for them too. He has to play well, man.
You hope so.
He has to. I got to go with the Cardinals. 24-21 in a close one. It's going to come down to some field goals again, I think.
And I don't X factor is going to be Ganeau. And I see him missing at least two field goals.
Why he
got to
miss two field goals?
If you have not seen Carolina's games recently, he's missed a lot of field goals lately.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not getting better. I'll take Chandler over him. I'll take Arizona's kicker. This game's going to be ugly. All right. I mean, Arizona's coming off a tie, which I can't stand a tie in football. 6-6 tie. When two kickers miss field goals and win the game,
you're both teams are leaving the field not knowing who was better. I hate that.
I do too.
I hate it.
I just, you know, and I know I was listening to Mike and Mike Greenberg is like, you know, he hates college football overtime. I love it a lot better than NFL ending a tie. I just think it's stupid. This isn't soccer. I'm going with Arizona, man. This is going to be a long season for Carolina.
Arizona needs it more.
Yeah.
They need it more.
Arizona don't need it more. We won five. We need this.
But Arizona's – I mean, they're going to go to the playoffs, I think.
Arizona ain't doing nothing this week. They getting put down.
Arizona needs this more.
Let's go, Carolina.
I am
– Panthers are 1-5. I mean, they need it, but, I mean
– They're – listen, I'm so tired of hearing Cam. I'm tired of hearing Cam Newton every single
week.
Why
are you hating on our quarterback so much?
No, here's what I'm hating. I'm tired of hearing.
Why you hating?
I don't have to get better. I just got to be me. I don't have to get better. I just got to be me. It's not like, you know, we just need a win. Then shut up. Stop talking to the media then. Because, first of all, I hate a person that pick up a cell phone during an interview, and while he's talking to the media, he's talking on his cell phone. Really?
I mean, he's contractually obligated to talk to the
media. Talk to them media.
So he's giving them his time.
Go the other way.
That could have been his baby mama
with some news. Oh,
you know she's pregnant with the second child. He has to be on Chosen 2.
Oh,
he has to be on alert about that. So if this is a call from her, then you understand why he picks up the phone.
I am so sick and tired of hearing things off the field of what Cam Newton's doing. I want to hear what he's doing on the field and see him get better. I ain't seen him get better this year.
I mean, he's readjusting. It's like a new offense again because we're trying to figure out the kinks with Kelvin Benjamin and Devin Funchess because Ted Ginn was the only real option. So we were throwing him the ball last year. We haven't thrown Ted Ginn the ball like that this year. It's been all Greg Olsen. It's been Greg Olsen or nothing.
Who would have thought that they'd be worse offensively with Kelvin Benjamin back? Who? Okay.
Absolutely. You know why? Because now he's got to try to fit him back
in the system. Yeah, he's
last year he was just slinging the ball.
Spreading
it around. This year he's like, okay, where's Benjamin? Because I can't trust nobody else this year.
Yeah, spreading it around instead of getting Benjamin happy this year because he's – forcing it to him.
He's forcing it, and it's just – listen.
Especially when Greg Olsen is open all the time. Just throw – if you want to force someone to football, force 88
right.
to football.
At some point, the NFL has to look at increasing time that these quarterbacks can spend with the wide receivers, right? Because it's like college football now. You can only spend 14 days a year practicing with your wide receivers or something like that. The NFL game's not getting better because these guys aren't spending time together to get better.
Exactly.
They're spending time in the off season. You can't you will spend year round practicing with your teammates. Now, hey, we'll see you the first week OTAs, maybe.
It goes as simple as this. How can you get better at your craft if you don't work at it?
And they don't get to. But still, when you show up there, instead of playing defense, worry about playing offense. Just saying.
Come on, Carolina. Have my back this week, man. Come on now.
24-21, Arizona.
I'm going to say 31-14 Arizona is going to kill them because I don't see any. I'm going to keep going against them until they win. Until they win a game, I'm going to keep going against them. And the schedule's not getting easier.
Me too.
You got Seattle. You got different people coming up. I'm going to keep going against them until they win.
We're going to start playing better because it's the second half of the season.
They played
Newton about to get on this roll, baby. Let's go, baby.
They played over their heads last year with a cupcake schedule. So we'll see what they do with this.
I mean, we won in Seattle. We beat Green Bay. We beat Indy last year. We beat a lot of good teams last year.
You beat Seattle by a broken.
Arizona. We beat Seattle twice.
By a broken play in the second half.
Don't matter.
NFL, okay, is not any better than it was last year. All right? If you look at the teams, there's still a lot of teams under 500.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? That's the same thing happening last year. The problem is this year, y'all are playing all the first-place teams in every other division. So you're not playing the cupcakes the second and third.
That's why
teams
the Cowboys and the Eagles is racking up them
W's. Exactly.
First of all, yeah, because y'all played the NFC East last year.
Yeah, we played the NFC.
But the East this year is racking up because now we're playing the South North and different other teams. So anyway, let's move on. We got a lot of other teams to talk about besides the Panthers. Hopefully they'll win.
Let's get off the Panthers, please.
There's no other team that matters.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Yeah, there's no team in Dallas that matters.
It sure isn't.
Yeah, whatever. Let's move into our enemy of the week, if I can find the clip. Here we go.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me. And I'm looking right into the camera, and I'm going to say it again. You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
All right, who's your enemy of the week?
I'm going to switch it up this week. I ain't going to be the usual predictable Arizona Cardinals. I'm going Chris Boyd and what's the name of his team? I need a cold breeze instead of brew because Drew Brees is quarterback. I'm playing him this week in fantasy. I need to bust his ass. So you're my enemy this week, Chris Boyd, if you're out there.
You got somebody you hating on this week?
Player-wise? Team-wise?
Team, player.
Oh, of course. The Minnesota Vikings, of course. I mean, Monday Night Football.
God, that is a Monday Night Football
Jay
game.
Cutler's back, baby.
Missed the turnover machine. I got Minnesota's defense.
I can't believe I just said that. Yeah, he's starting. Yeah.
Is he starting over Barkley?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You putting Matt Barkley out there?
Absolutely.
Did you see how abysmal he was?
I'm done with Cutler.
I am too.
I would not even play him.
I want to win. I want to try to win.
He gives you the best chance of winning. He does, out of the two.
Really? If I'm Matt the Barkley's Bears organization, I'm already mailing in.
First of all,
I'm putting Cutler on the bench. I'm playing Barkley to see what he can do the rest of the season. If he's a capable backup,
he's not.
Next year.
No.
If he's not, you get rid of him next year.
First of all, when Hoyer went down the other night with the broken arm, I was like, I'm a diehard Bears fan. I'm like, who's our third stringer? I said, Matt Barkley. First of all, if you're a diehard fan of any team, you should never know who your third string quarterback is anyway.
Agreed.
First of all, but I don't like any USC quarterback.
No.
Anyone from that school. But
you're taking them this weekend in Carolina.
I'm taking who?
You taking Carson Palmer?
Yeah, I'm taking that's the USC quarterback in Carolina. He's the best USC quarterback to come out. Yeah.
I mean, he is, dude. I mean, you compare him to Garbage, Sanchez.
Yeah, Sanchez, Matt Leinart, Barkley. I'll take that USC quarterback.
Because
I just don't believe in the Panthers. Never have.
Has the most quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
Because they play that booty-ass Pac-12 conference, and they rack up highlights, and they look good and win Heisman trophies, and they get in the league, and they are crap.
Yeah, that is true.
Crap.
I agree with that.
You don't want no USC quarterback. Cody Kessler, the latest victim.
Hey, Kessler's looking good. Kessler's actually looking good
compared to everybody else. He's out, and here comes Josh McClown. Again.
McClown's back?
McClown is back.
How many quarterbacks did the Cleveland Browns use this year?
Too many.
Four.
Hey, Cleveland, call me. I'll take a quarterback name check.
I am going with the Philadelphia Eagles, of course. I can't stand the Eagles. And I hate Eagle Week because all these Eagle fans come out. Huh?
Oh, you picked the Eagles over your team?
No, I'm saying enemy of the week.
Oh, enemy of the week. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I hate Eagle Week.
I forgot. I forgot what we were on enemy.
No, I ain't going that way.
Me too.
But you know, I am sick of the Eagles. Absolutely. It's like they've won more Super Bowls than anybody else every single year. You beat the Vikings. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Go do something in the playoffs and talk to me.
Aren't they the only team in that division with an empty trophy case, too?
Yep.
Yeah.
They got NFC championships.
But
they got a Super Bowl appearance.
But some of their fans talk like they won 4 Super Bowls.
But if you talk – and Herm Edwards, I love Herm Edwards, but I heard him this week on SportsCenter. Dallas Cowboy fans are delusional. Actually, Eagle fans are delusional because you ain't won nothing ever.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
But
– ever.
That was coming from a former – Philadelphia Eagle, right?
Yes.
Of course. So, of course he's not going to have anything nice to say about Dallas.
Most of those former players are still homers anyway. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Mike Shanahan was on Monday Night Countdown this week. And then, well, no way. It wouldn't matter who the Broncos were playing. If they were decimated, he wouldn't have picked against the Broncos. You just can't do that.
Another example, Sunday morning countdown. Mike Dick could always pick the Bears. He picked the Bears.
He had to.
He always
picked. There's no way.
Yeah, so a lot of these former players and coaches, they're all homers. And they're all, yeah.
Well, let's go into our top three, bottom three of the week. Who's your bottom three teams right now? NFL.
All right. And it's no fault of their own. It's just the Cleveland Browns, man. We knew what it was when they were coming into the season, and their woes continue. But luckily for you, your baseball team and your basketball team are having such phenomenal runs right now.
They get such a pass for
so
that,
you
too.
Get a pass, Cleveland. Just go out there, show up, give up a ton of fantasy points to teams playing against you, man. We'll move on from you. The San Francisco 49ers, they're booty, man. They are absolute crap. And let's go with Carolina had a bye last week, so I'm gonna pull them out. I'm gonna pull them
say
out.
Bye, bye,
and we're gonna insert the Chicago Bears.
I swear, there's not an objective bone in his body when it comes to those Carolina Panthers.
Nope.
We're gonna insert the Chicago Bears, man.
Chicago Bears takes the place of the Panthers, so they were on bye week.
Right. The bye week.
Had nothing to do with Matt Barkley, but it was a bye week.
I didn't even know we had him. I didn't even know.
I didn't either until I saw him play. I was like, that's where he ended up?
That's what I said.
I was like, all right. Who you got?
I'm going to go with my lowly Bears. Not going to lie. See, I have some objectivity. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go.
They suck.
I'm going to go with them. The 49ers. Pretty much the same teams. And the Walking Dead, known as the Cleveland Cavaliers. Oh, and I'm sorry, the Cleveland Browns.
About the same.
Oh, LeBron fans are ready to.
If you ain't from Northeast Ohio, then you shouldn't even. Yeah. I don't know, man.
What was that? What was that? Did he misspeak? Was that like?
I don't know. He did. That's a lot of Ohio love right there. Yeah. Ohio!
But at the same time, he's not even from Cleveland himself, though.
He's from Northeast Ohio.
He's Akron.
He's Akron, so what is he talking about?
He loves Ohio, man.
I am going to go with the Niners, the Browns, and the Carolina Panthers.
Stop.
Are the worst team in the NFL right now.
And I try to keep Panthers out there.
At least the Browns are being somewhat competitive scoring. And
The Browns and the Bears are where they're supposed to be.
Right.
You got a 1-5 team who was just in the Super Bowl last year.
So until they start winning, you will be last in my bottom three.
They were in the Super Bowl. They were dabbing. They were
happy.
That's what we need to bring back, the dab movement. Bring it back.
They need to
start dabbing again. We'll start winning.
Start winning. First of all, start doing whatever dance you want.
First of all, everybody in the care. All these Carolina teams that do the dab all lose big games. Clemson was wasn't Clemson doing the dab? Wasn't Carolina doing the dab? It was somebody else.
It was the Under Armour curse, man.
Was it the Tar Heels? I think it might have been the Tar Heels.
It was UNC. Yeah, they lost the championship game when they started doing it.
Yeah, they need to stop doing this dab.
Who's the top three?
The New England Patriots. They're just unbelievable right now, man. The Denver Broncos, I moved them back up. Ooh. Trevor Siemian.
They're not even first place in their division. You putting them in first.
Absolutely, because they are better than the Chiefs. And they're better than Oakland.
I actually had the Chiefs winning that division at the beginning of the season. I still do.
In my eyes, Denver is better than Oakland. You put them on the damn field together, Oakland's defense is going to get shredded, and their offense is going to be under fire. And even though they play like crap Sunday night, Seattle. Seattle's defense is for real, man. Mm-hmm. They don't allow nothing. Nothing. So their quarterback, their gimpy quarterback with no running game, could have 121 yards passing total for the whole game going into overtime. And being a 3-3 game.
All right.
The New England Patriots 1. Seattle Seahawks 2. Because that, like I said, that defense is crazy. They gave up nothing that game. Nothing. It was all on the kicker. And if I'm that defense, I'd be pissed off. Mm-hmm. I'd be real pissed off at that kicker if I'm that defense. Seattle in my third team, I got to go with the Dallas Cowboys, man. I really do. Dak Prescott, Dak to the future, fear of a Dak planet. I mean,
they were on a bye week, so they slipped out Dak's of the
ball. How they slide?
Because they didn't play, man. When you don't play, you can't pick up points.
Dak's balling, man. I like what he's doing, man. And that's his team now, by the way.
Please stay with Dak, Cowboys.
Nope.
That's his team now.
You can't.
I mean, Tony looked pretty good slinging the football on the field this week, though.
Here's the big difference with Dak, all right? If he starts throwing three or four touchdowns a game, all right, we'll start talking. Mm-hmm. He's not doing that yet. All right, he's not like he's lighting the world on fire with his quarterback play. Now, if he starts throwing four or five touchdowns a game, yes, you have to stick with him. But Tony does that. Dak does not do that. That's the biggest difference between the two.
But Dak is winning games.
No, he's winning games. But let's see how he does this week. If Tony comes back, Tony's probably 3 weeks away from playing anyway. So, I mean, it's too early to talk about it right now. We'll see when it comes. For me, top three, I'm going to go New England, Dallas. I'll go number two. I'll give them New England number one. They ain't going out top three, though. And then my third team is the Oakland Raiders. Oh. They're moving above Minnesota. They are the top team in the West. The Denver Broncos just lost C.J. Anderson. Their offense is going to be horrible.
Horrible. Horrible.
Yeah.
Booker had 80 yards and a touchdown.
I still don't trust Trevor, man. Still don't trust Trevor.
Trevor Siemian looked really good against the Texans.
The game before, he looked awful. They lost.
You don't really have to trust him, though. He's more of a manager. He just don't lose the game.
They're gonna go call Peyton for the final 6-4 games.
Yeah.
We all know in this room, all right, you come November, these teams that are really good are gonna start separating themselves from the bad ones. And Denver's gonna start playing really tougher competition because everybody's gonna get up for them. And they don't have injuries. More injuries are coming for that team. You know that. And I think Oakland is the real deal right now. The way they've been winning these games, man, they just look really good.
If you can't run the ball in November and December, though, you're not going to.
Latavius Murray just came back. They're 4-0 on the road. They are a really good road team. Road teams come November and January can win a lot of games.
They've been lucking up, and they've been beating some weak teams on the road.
If I remember correctly, Carolina Panthers got beat by New Orleans. And the team in Oakland went to New Orleans and beat them in New Orleans.
And Carolina plays Oakland this year, too.
Because the sorry kicker for the Saints missed the kick.
I'm sorry. All I heard was if, buts, and
but
why.
He made the kick against us. Sorry, piece of crap.
Anyway, those are my three top teams. That's y'all's three top teams. Who are your top fantasy players last week and the one this week? Give me one player. From last week. And
last week, Jay Ajayi. For some reason, he was still on the waiver wire for that allowed me to pick him up. 214 rushing yards with a touchdown. It was like 29 fantasy points. Unbelievable.
Was that a second straight 20-yard game?
Yep.
Was that a straight? Okay.
Absolutely.
Only the fourth player to ever have two straight.
This week, I'm going to give you a quarterback. Don't laugh. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Okay, I'm about to leave.
He plays the Cleveland Browns.
And he's going to throw four interceptions.
He's not. The Cleveland Browns have nobody back there, man.
They have Joe Hayden.
Come on now, Joe Hayden is beat up. He's hurt.
They have Joe Hayden. He's capable.
Ryan Fitzpatrick this week should have a huge week. 300 yards.
He's very capable of picking off picks, Patrick.
But Pitts Patrick, I like that.
Picks Patrick.
Andy Dalton didn't have a 2+ touchdown throwing game all season until he played the Cleveland Browns last week.
Speaking of Picks Patrick, did y'all see that rant he went on after the game? That cry.
He's pissed. That's why he's gonna play good this week.
Did y'all see that, man?
Listen, you are who we thought you were.
Yeah.
All right. You're Pitts Patrick. You've always been like that.
You've been in the
league. Stop complaining.
You've been in the league 12 years and had, what, 2 good seasons? 2?
Yeah.
And both of them were contract. Both of them were contract seasons, too. The one in Buffalo and the one last year with New York. And New York was smart not to extend him.
Yep.
They were smart, man.
And one more guy, Stephon Diggs, Monday night against Chicago.
Oh, he's going to get shut down.
Who you got?
I don't play fantasy, so no. I need to, especially now that I'm on this show. So I gotta get my fantasy game up.
Yeah, we'll definitely get you going with that.
Yeah, definitely.
The first one I'm going to go with, Tom Brady, is playing at Buffalo.
Yeah, I'm going with Tom Brady.
Ooh, Tom Brady playing at Buffalo. Oh, there's gonna be field day. Yeah. All right, if Ryan Fitzpatrick can throw for 300 yards against that Bills defense, can you imagine what Tom Brady is going to do? Oh, my God. I'm glad he is on my fantasy team. And then the next one, last week, Andrew Luck, another great week. For me, also, another guy, Noodle Arm, Alex Smith, playing the Colts on the road.
Everybody.
He always has a big game at Indy. Always.
Pick up Kelsey. Pick up Spencer Ware.
God, I remember that. I remember that playoff game in Indy a few years ago.
Yep.
And Andrew Luck was unbelievable.
All right.
You could go see the Jets and the Browns at a starting price of $17.
Are you serious?
I wouldn't go see that on the worst day, man.
$17, that's less than the parking you're going
to
pay.
I would go to your local Y and watch the full court game that goes on before
that. What is that? In that game, what is that, a combined record of like 1-8
two,
or something like that?
2-12 or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, the Jets won two games.
Yeah.
They won last week against the Ravens, like I told you.
That's right.
Didn't play the whole game. Geno didn't play.
He got them to leave.
They need to already know. They should already know what they have in Geno, man. Get the Bryce Petty kid in there, please.
Or Hackenberg.
We'll do it next week. Ryan Fitzpatrick this week.
All right. You're listening to BSS Carolinas. Everybody on Periscope, stick around. We got a couple more shows coming up. Everybody else, we see you later.
Side
and you can catch us everywhere.